Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Welcome to the Salty Seekers, where you can hang out with friends and talk about all areas of spirituality and the metaphysical while knowing you don't have to be pure love and light to do it. Hi, and welcome back to the Salty Seekers. If you're new here, my name is Veronica, this is Jay, and we just like to have these casual chats about spirituality and navigating your spiritual awakening and really anything you want to talk about. Sometimes we just talk, and that's okay too. How are you, Jay?
I'm doing great. Another pretty day outside, a lot of yard work getting done today. I know you were doing something similar.
Yeah. You had radishes? Mm-hmm. Your first crop of the year?
Yeah, those are quick wins. I mean, yeah. About every 30 days you can get a crop of them.
That's cool. Do you eat a lot of radishes?
Don't. I actually make them for a lot of the people around me eat them, like my dad, big eater of them. But for whatever reason, when I grow them, they turn out spicier than they're used to, I guess, from store-bought. And they always complain, what have you done to them? I'm like, I haven't done nothing but grow them.
You put that extra special zing on them.
I always ask, do you plant them next to the peppers? I'm like, I don't think it works that way.
Tell them it's because you're Mexican.
Contact spice. Oh, maybe. I don't know. Just got to touch them and they get hot.
It's your Mexican aura, you know, it just like spices it up. So anyways, today we're covering season one because this is our final episode of season one. It kind of went fast, don't you think?
It did. You know what? In fairness, you struggle to get to 18 or 21, but after that, bam, decades fly by. So
yeah,
that's just life, I guess.
It is.
You're going to wait till I'm 18. I'm moving out of this house. And then all of a sudden, I'm 40.
Or 50. Tell me about it. I know. Yeah, it just goes so fast. The days are long, but the years are short. Mm-hmm. Anyways, we wanted to, first of all, take a special moment to thank all of you guys that watched and commented and supported, sent me messages, sent us emails and texts. If you were there, we got it. We love you. We love it. We appreciate it and keep it coming. The plan is that we plan to take a few months off for the summer and we'll probably do some filming through the summer here and there, but we're not going to be posting anymore until probably the fall. Take the summer off and then, you know, when school goes back, we'll come back. We're just going to enjoy, but we thought we'd do a quick recap for those who are newer and haven't had a chance to watch through all of the podcasts or listen and, you know, just talk about what we learned and what our thoughts are from this first season. First of all, do you have any thoughts, Jay? What'd you learn? What do you come away with? What's your vibe? How did it affect you? Or not at all?
Lots of stuff, especially in non-spiritual ways. I've had to get used to hearing myself. That was a challenge in the beginning. And, you know, throughout the process, there's a lot of things that I've struggled with. Offline, we've talked about it, mitism and other things. Sometimes it's hard for me to focus and, you know, and so, you know, we were discussing that a few minutes ago. Sometimes I can look checked out. I'm listening. I'm just kind of, it's hard for me to stay centered on one thing.
Right.
And, you know, that's why I hate meetings at work. We're going to have another meeting. I'm like, oh, good Lord. It's just here. I'm sitting there going like, trying to stay focused.
Yeah, I need to be more picky about what videos I post on TikTok because I've had to take a couple down because people on TikTok can be so mean and they're so aggressive sometimes and didn't seem like they were people that watch the show or listen to it so that they don't know the dynamic we have or whatnot. But they were just like, look at him ignoring her. Look at him checking out. I'm like, you're so mean. Or he and I both have a problem with as soon as a thought pops in, we have to say it or we'll forget it. And we have a bad habit of interrupting. I know I do, but I've learned you do too. But you've done way better at it since we brought it up. And I was like, we got to work on this.
Try.
You have tried and you've done really good. I'm not so good always. Anyways, the one time you did, you were saying something funny And they were just like, typical man talking over a woman. Look at him.
That's right. I represent all evil patriarchy.
But so I'm like, okay, I gotta. First, I was just deleting the mean comments. Finally, I just took down the whole video because I'm like, I'm not going to allow that in my house. No disrespect. Be nice. I get very defensive over people I care about, you know, family, friends, loved ones. And I'm just like, don't make me come find you.
We'll try to do better at looking engaged because, you know, even with your talking like there, my eye immediately spots some bills over here. Like, I got to get this off the table. And then the other voice in here gets going. It's like, yeah, we need to look at that. I need to file that away. And I'm like, focus.
Yeah, something shiny. So I'm usually like, ooh, lipstick, something to drink. I'm all over the place too.
So if you're someone who, you know, struggles with the TISM or the ADHD, you can relate. Uh-huh, you know, people who are just watching the snippets, they don't know that side because we've talked about it. And so they just see that moment of me going, squirrel.
Yeah, well, I'm going to start teasing you now. Like, eyes over here, Jay. Eyes, not here.
It'll bring me back. You know, I'll be like, oh, sorry.
No, because it doesn't bother me, because I know.
It could be some crystals right here I'm looking at, like, oh, that's shiny. Look at it sparkling.
So anyways, season one, we covered a lot of ground in season one. I think we did a lot of topics. Is there anything actually left to talk about for season two?
Well, there's plenty. There's the one topic I always like talking about that you don't.
What? You know, ghosty stuff?
Yeah, your spooky stuff. You're like, I don't want to talk about that.
You've gotten into a habit of sending me some videos lately. Every time I open
evil
it
and patriarch.
Every time I open it and get even the slightest whiff that it's something like that, I close out and I'm like, no, I ain't watching that shit.
I don't send anything terrible. It's just like they're sitting there and the rocking chair moves. It's stuff right. like that.
I'm like, he sent another one. No, I'm not watching that.
You don't look at it for the spooky. Look at it for their reaction because some of their reactions are hilarious. I mean, it's relatable. If you're not used to it and it happens, completely relatable. Their reactions, them. I mean, like Scooby and Shaggy flying out of that house, making a new hole.
Oh my God. So let's start at episode one. Oh, episode one was just the intro. That doesn't count. So episode two was Now What? And we covered things like that you need to start meditating, that,
you know, trusting the process, the synchronicities, you know, accepting that it's real, you're not crazy.
We learned how to recognize when you're in the flow and, you know, just gave some good basic starters for that. And at the end, as Jay said, at the end of that episode, you can always remind yourself that I am who I am. And what? That is enough.
It is enough, yes. I'm looking at my notes. Don't come for me. See, like, I have notes. I was like,
I feel slap happy right now. I'm like, maybe my sugar's low. I don't know. I'm just like, so the importance of finding a support system, whether online and virtual or at work or in the neighborhood, your community, find a support system of people who have like-minded views as you and just start building support around yourself, because that journey can be hard. At first, it feels lonely. It's hard because it's lonely. It can be isolating.
Yeah, who can you talk to? Who can you trust to talk to?
Yeah, you just have to accept people are going to judge you. They're not all going to agree with you. And that's okay. You don't have to conform to their ways.
Especially those Twitter trolls.
But
yeah, my biggest... Like, oh, go ahead, sorry.
If you're my supporter on Twitter... Love you. But like, be nice. Episode three, the importance of labels. Do labels matter?
Me, no. But if it resonates with you and makes you feel nice, do you?
Yeah, labels are optional when they feel good to you. Mm-hmm. When they feel appropriate, when you're in alignment with them, then labels are awesome. Choose whatever one. And don't be afraid to try on a label, see if you like it. And if you don't like it, you can always change your mind. You are not married to these labels. It's always okay to stay in the flow, follow your gut, follow your bliss, and just land wherever you land. And you can always change and keep pivoting.
You can be more than one. And that's why, to me, it's not that important. Because you might fit in many boxes.
Yeah.
So don't box yourself.
Absolutely. And that's how I feel about mine. Like, you can be in more than one. That's why I don't like a label. I really don't. For myself, there are some labels that I've become more comfortable with than others. But yeah, I prefer not, because my belief system, my traditions, my beliefs, they're ever changing, ever flowing. And I don't want to be married to one thing. I want to have the freedom to find my path. Yeah, and to just keep growing and evolving and gaining wisdom and all of that good stuff.
That's why, to me, the labels don't matter ultimately, because you are who you are. Mm-hmm. You are all of those things.
Yes, you are all of those things. Oh, that reminds me of that dream that I told you that I had. Was it last night?
Jason Momoa. No.
Where I dreamed of all the women. I dreamed I am all things. I am connected to all things. I can only remember snippets of it, but what I remember was seeing different women from different periods of time. Like, one was ancient. I wouldn't say caveman, but she was ancient. And another one was like maybe ancient Rome or something like that. There was another one that was, it felt very dark and like she was a witch, or it was just like dark gray times. She was wearing black and she seemed witchy. There was another one where I could only see my hand holding the hand of a little girl. I could only see the back of the little girl, and she had the most beautiful yellow, shiny, golden, curly hair flowing down her back. She was probably 3 years old, maybe four. And she was running through, it looked kind of like a wheat field or tall grass, and she had on a little dress, and she was running, and I was holding her hand. And then there was another woman that was more modern times, and she was standing there looking at the camera of my dream, and she was like, half of her body was covered in rainbow paint, kind of like LGBTQIA+. And then there was me, and I could see this thread going all throughout history and time, connecting all of us, and I could feel them, and they could feel me. And it was just understood that we were all connected. I am all of these women. They are me. We are all one. And it was just so profound. And when I woke up, the song playing in my head was Taylor Swift's Invisible String, which is one of my favorite songs. But the part of the song that said, a single thread of gold tied me to you. And so anyways, what you just said reminded me of that. And it felt the same about how we are all connected. We are all one. Everything is everything. So just flow with it, because you are everything anyways. You're only separated when you mentally create a separation.
Mm-hmm. Borders, religion, color.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Most things in life are morally neutral until you place a label and a meaning onto them. Things are just things. Mm-hmm. Behaviors are just behaviors. Beliefs are just beliefs until you place a label on them and define them as a thing to put in a box. So most things are morally neutral, as long as you're not hurting someone. All right, episode 5, The Gray Falling Away. I'm still going through this.
This is what my note says. It is a process that will be going or be ongoing for your whole life. Many different people, different situations, different beliefs. It's nonstop.
Yeah, it might be appeased for a minute. It might abate for a minute, but you're going to go through it again. Like, it's every time you change and evolve, every time you level up, or every time that other person levels up or goes down, if you're not a match, you're going to be going away. So yeah, I'm going through another round of it right now. And it never feels good. It is always sad. It's usually hurtful. It is always sad. And you never, ever, ever get used to it. But it's part of life.
It really is.
It's not anything that you did or didn't do. It's not a reflection of your worth. It just sucks. And it's part of this whole process. And on one hand, you should feel grateful for it. Show that gratitude. Tap into that gratitude, because you're being protected. Things that don't fit you are being removed for a purpose, so that you can make space for something better, or so that you can be surrounded by people who actually do love you and want to support you and have your back and are more of a vibe and a match for you. That's a beautiful thing. So try to find the gratitude in it when you're going through it, because it's not easy. And it's what is easy is to take it as a reflection of your worth and your value. Don't go down that path. It's easy to do, believe me, but don't do it. It's a trap and it's all lies.
I'm trying to find a good support system when you're going through this. You know, I had my own little fun with it last year, and you know, people you can talk to, just kind of vent it out. Sometimes the hardest thing and the most healing thing is to finally say it out loud. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, like you said, the self-worth, you keep it in there, you rattle around, but sometimes you just need to say it out loud and get it out.
Yeah.
And then you can release.
Mm-hmm. Even if you truly believe you don't have anyone to talk to about it, write it down. Write it down, speak it out, even if you're by yourself, to physically get it out of your body and out of your brain shifts the energy and it will help you. But I have to say that you've been a huge part of my healing journey over the last year or so. Huge.
Thank you. I thought it was just the patriarchy.
No, as I told you, you take that out of here. We don't do that here.
Wow. I can be healing and an ass.
I didn't call you an ass. I can be an ass, so I'm sure you can be an ass.
But no.
Yeah, no, me neither. Never.
But I'm always ready to listen.
I have a hard time trusting people to listen, and I have a hard time with feeling like I'm imposing on someone.
I feel that.
Yeah. And so I tend to keep a lot to myself and not reach out because I don't want to be an imposition. I don't want to take advantage of your good graces or just dump on you and like lower your vibes so that I feel better. You know what I mean?
I'm always ready.
Thank you.
And for clarity for everybody out there, if she's being in one of these serious moments and I start making jokes, it's not because I'm ignoring her. I do this with a lot of people. When I start sensing they're getting tense, they're near tears, I try to diffuse it with a little humor, a little levity. I'm not trying to stop them, but I'm trying to keep them a little more positivity. Like, little
Come back.
Mm-hmm. Come back. It's okay to feel those ways, but I'm trying to bring you back to the... Because I don't like seeing people sad. And I know sometimes we have to let it out, but I'm always going to be that person that's going to try to reel you back at a certain point. Okay, get it out. Right. Now let me reel you back in. Here's a stupid dad joke. There it is. You're just going to go from crying to looking at me like, oh, that was terrible.
Right. There are a lot of times where I was like, I'm okay. Don't worry about it. And you're like, no, tell me, talk to me. And then I'm like, okay, text 5,000 paragraphs. And you're like, oh my God, I'm going to need to get a drink before I read this. That was so long.
That's a legit quote.
That's a legit quote. Verbatim.
In my AirPods, would you like me to read this? And I look, no, hang on. Let me get a drink. And I sit down.
You're like, oh my God, no. But I appreciate it. It has helped me to heal a lot. So thanks. Mm-hmm. And same. If it needs to be said, I think you already know, but like, I'm always here if you need me.
Well, no, and I appreciate that. I'm always one of those that struggle speaking when I do need to, but I've learned, you know, through this process, sometimes you just got to say it out loud. And that's been one of my, we're about to jump into self-care. It's a good segue into self-care. Yeah. One of the things I do at night is, you know, I do my daily recap. I'm sure the spirit guide's like, bro, we were there with you, but I'm going to say it out loud anyway. I mean, get it out. Like, here's what I saw today. This is how it made me feel. And I'm sending it up to them and out to the universe. Like, you know, this was great. This stank, but I'm releasing it. I'm asking you guys to help me, you know, process this. I'm just going to give my daily or my nightly recap, even the most mundane things. It's like my stapler ran out of staplers. I was bummed, you know, just got to throw it out there. Let it go.
Yeah. That's good. I can't believe you never told me that before. I could use that too. I think I might, if I remember to do it, I'm going to start.
And Spomi goes, I'm already listening to one of you say that. Good, great. Oh.
Spomi is a fount of patience. He's all gracious and patience. He might be snarky sometimes, but like no judgment. He is here to love and support. The judgment is from your brain, your ego.
No, now there'll be two of us recapping to the same spirit guide. It's like, wow. I saw everything for both of you, and you're both telling me about it again.
And we usually already talked about it, so he heard the text, too. And so, but he's just going to be like ping pong, like. He's on two lines at the same time. put them together. Talk to each other. Talk amongst yourselves. So yeah, self-care was next. One of the big things that we talked about this season, I say proactive, Jay says mitigation. You want to mitigate whatever you can. Be proactive about it and like cut it off at the pass, whatever it is.
Anything that can cause you anxiety, figure out ways to soothe your own self. You know, with my layoff situations and things like that, I was able to really help myself by building up an emergency fund that I could survive for several months. Right. So that's just one of those real world examples. You know, I think we talked about changing tires. If you can't change a tire, get a AAA service to help ease your mind. But, you know, you could be one of those blissful people that I'm not going to worry about anything until you get there. Well,
right.
Good for you. I'm not one of them.
Yeah, yeah. Go to the bathroom and sit down. We don't need your self-confidence and positivity around here.
With lack of self-doubt. Now, that's probably more of the truth. They don't possess self-doubt, so nothing worries them.
Right. Whereas I need to mitigate all the things because I worry. I have self-doubt. Is what it is. And so I've learned what I have to be proactive about, and I need to set reminders in my calendar, or I need to make sure I budget accordingly, or I need to have somebody in my phone on speed dial that could, you know, like a plumber or a handyman, just things to ease my mind. You know, if God forbid this thing happens, I've got it handled.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't have to be completely figured out.
No.
But, you know, a basis of something is like, I might not know how to fix my AC. So what I've done is I have a cubby hole with $400. Mm-hmm. That way, if I need to, I can call the AC dude out here. And at least we'll pay for him getting here. Now, depending on how broke it is.
Get that home warranty. That $400 will pay for your home warranty probably, but they will fix your AC. I told you this last time when I lived in Arizona, because in Arizona, that heat is hard on your air conditioners and on your tires. And our AC would break down probably 3 or 4 times per summer.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was hard on it. And every time they just paid their copay and they came out and they did whatever needed done to it, whether it was just filling it with Freon, whether it was and recharging it, or whether it was replacing a part. But they came out and fixed it every time. So anyways, yeah, I remember in nursing school, the very first thing that they taught you, one of the first things was you don't have to know all the answers, because a lot of people were stressing about how am I going to learn all this? How am I going to remember all this? You don't have to know all the answers. You just have to know how to find the answers. Where do you look? So like, get the lay of the land, be proactive about having some resources in place. And then when shit goes down, you know where to look, you know where to find it. You know who to ask.
Google, YouTube.
Well, back then we didn't have those.
Encyclopedia Britannica.
I'm an OG nurse. Yeah, that was pretty much it. When did Google come out?
Dewey Decimal System.
Yeah, for real. Hey, Siri.
Was it microfilm, microfiche?
When did Google come out? Yes.
Google was founded September 4th, 1998.
Okay, I guess we did have Google. Okay. I graduated nursing school in May of 2000, so it was 2 years old. Who knew? I didn't know.
Probably not.
It wasn't
as powerful.
That popular. Mm-hmm. No, back then it was Yahoo. Do you remember the commercials when Yahoo Netscape first came out? Oh, Netscape. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yahoo crashed in the late 1990s.
When it first came out, their commercials. Yahoo! Mm-hmm.
It was AOL before them.
Yes.
Then Yahoo was really strong until right at the end, and then they crashed.
All of the old email addresses that I used to have are coming through my brain, with AOL and the Netscape and, oh my gosh, just so many. What?
I'm just thinking of all the IT jokes with Netscape and Internet Explorer. Unless you're in the tech field, you're probably like, I don't get that. But yeah, we have a lot of jokes about them.
Got it.
Love yourself. Be kind and patient.
Yeah, and be proactive. Episode 7 was answering your questions. We had so many viewer questions, and we still do. If we didn't get to your question this go round, we have a whole list of them. We will be covering some of those in season 2. Please keep them coming. But this time we had covered things like how to know when your guides are talking to you. We did a brief overview on some alien species, because I know Willie had a question about aliens and can you talk more about aliens? And I'm sorry that I didn't get to that. I feel kind of bad that we didn't get to that. It was the plan the whole time because, you know, Willie is one of my oldest, best supporters. He's been around since the beginning. He's been so super supportive. And so whenever he asks for things, I want to give it to him. But I gave you a brief little overview, and I'm sorry I didn't get to more.
If we start gearing, that could be like episode one. We'll have to find somebody to help us because you would know way more about aliens than I do.
Start doing your research, boo-boo.
Well, I watch Star Trek and Star Wars.
Those don't count.
They have aliens.
Not the right kind. Not the kind we're going to be talking about. Okay, so episode 8 was Claire's. Developing your Claire's. Yeah, fun with Claire's. So we talked about tips and tricks to develop the clairaudience, the clairvoyance, the clairsentience, all the things. And so if you are interested in that kind of information, go find episode 8 and see what we had to say
Revenge
about that.
Of the Clairs.
This ring looks so big and foreign on my hand. I got one of those, you know, it tracks your steps and your heart rate and your sleep patterns and all that. It's not an Aura ring. It's another version of it. Ringcon Generation 2. But anyways, it has to be on your non-dominant hand, so my left hand. And I tend to switch it back between these two fingers because, I don't know, it just gets on my nerves after a while. But I forget it's on, and I was filming a video earlier. I'm like, these people are going to think I got married. I need to move it back. But still, it looks so awkward. I'm not a jewelry person, really. So anyways, if you had questions, I can see the comments coming and asking me or the private messages. Like, I didn't want to post this publicly, but like, is there something we should know? No. Nothing you need to know. It's just a ring. So anyways, episode 10, when people don't agree with your beliefs. This was a tough one. Yeah, F them.
It's mean. They matter.
Oh, now look who's taking the high road. Now who's going high when I go low? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. We can't go a whole summer without filming. I'll just miss you.
We can work on it all through the summer. That way, when the season starts, hell, we might have it all recorded.
But then we won't record all winter and like.
I can't come up with solutions for everything. I just said we can keep recording.
Okay. Okay. Because I was like, won't you miss me? We have to keep recording.
Talk to you like 30 times every day.
That doesn't count. That's not FaceTime. That's not this.
Get back to judgment and effing these people.
Okay. When people don't agree with your beliefs, yeah. I mean, they have a right to their opinion. Mm-hmm. But you do not, and I recommend should not, listen to their opinion. Their opinion is theirs. And that's that boundary right there, like, this is yours, this is mine, that's where that should end. It shouldn't come any further because that's theirs. And if they have a problem with you or anything you believe, they should really examine that within themselves or maybe get some therapy or maybe they need to be journaling because that's theirs, not yours.
It depends on their belief. I mean, healthy conversation's fine, but don't let them
that's different.
Bully you, beat you up. That kind of thing is, you know, because you don't believe as they prescribe. And then they start using whatever dogma or belief system to belittle you down. You tell you're going to go to an eternal pit of fire and damnation.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you don't believe what they believe. But if you believe what they believe, you can go with them. It's not a really good selling point.
Okay. Clear as mud.
No, I was talking about hell.
Got it. So, yeah, if other people don't believe what you're believing and when they're acting with malice towards you, when they're acting with judgment towards you, hold the line. That's all I'm saying. Like, think long and hard about how much of yourself you're willing to sacrifice and how much of yourself you're willing to bend to fit their expectations. If it's something you feel strongly about, it may cause that great falling away that we talked about. Why are you laughing?
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah. It may cause that great falling away that we were talking about. I'm experiencing this in my life, you know, and when you have someone who's particularly malicious and they try to use your beliefs and skew them to make other people not like you too. Like, that's just really shitty of them. So you can choose if F them means forget them or, you know, something more serious than that. But, you know, like, I have an experience in my life currently where someone is taking my beliefs and skewing them and telling the most ridiculous bullshit to people. Like, where we had been talking about a past life we had together at one point, and we were like, you know, I wonder how those dynamics from that lifetime are kind of playing out in this lifetime and how that affected our contracts and whatnot, because I can see how we're kind of playing this out here too. I mean, it's really interesting. She has now taken that and told the public that I said I'm not responsible for any hurt that she's experienced in this life because she caused it by being a jerk in another life. And if she wants healing, she should go fix her past life and do her own therapy because she traumatized herself. And I'm just like, what? That's not anything I would ever say. But anyways, my point is that she's trying to cause division because she doesn't like my beliefs. So she's trying to shame me. She's trying to make other people think I'm crazy. And I'm like, girl, all they have to do is watch my videos and see the things I talk about. And I mean, I put it all out there, what I believe.
But I would never call you crazy or do anything like that. Yeah, as someone you've murdered repetitively in past lives, I would never shame you.
I need more info on what you've done to me.
Flowers.
You're just making assumptions about these murder things anyways, but I don't think I've ever murdered you. But I mean, even if I have, you probably deserved it. Yeah. Go back to your past life and fix it, because I'm not taking
it. Yeah, I deserve it because I screwed up my past life. It's terrible. Right.
So ridiculous. Anyways, my point was that I'm not going to bend myself and be in shame about my beliefs and be like, oh my gosh, they're judging me. I guess I'll go back in the closet of my beliefs and just pretend to be a muggle and pretend to be all Christian and Baptist again. And like, no, I'm not doing that. I mean, forget them. And if I have consequences and I lose that relationship, then you know what?
It's really not much of one at this point anyway.
No, we're obviously not in alignment. So anyways, moving on from that happy topic, 12 universal laws.
We missed one of the universal laws.
We did. That was
the first comment on the YouTube video.
We did. We totally missed it. And I couldn't even tell you which one it is. Those are one of those things that don't stick with me. I know them in theory. And when other people talk about them, I know them. But like to name them off, I can't remember the names of them. They don't stick with me.
It's not about knowing everything. It's knowing where to find it.
Right, right.
We just covered that.
We just covered that, exactly. But when someone's talking about it, I know how to recognize it. And I know what they're talking about. But if I had to rattle all 12 of them off, like, I mean, even when I had a list, I missed one. So we are perfectly imperfect over here, and that's okay. But the 12 universal laws, although we have free will, we are all bound to these universal laws. The universe covers the universe, and not just our universe, like all the universes. Whether we like it or not, we all have no option but to follow these rules. It's not even really rules. It's just cause and effect. And it's whether you like it or not, this is the way it's going to happen. It's like the rule of law for the universe. You know, if you do something, you're going to get the same back. If you have good intentions and you act in a good way, you're going to get compensated. The law of compensation. There's 12 of them. If you are not familiar with the 12 universal laws that we're all bound by, we are all operating in accordance to these laws, whether you're aware of it or not, go check out that video and learn about them. The next one, what we've learned on our spiritual journey. I think we've covered a lot of that already in this conversation. What have we learned on our spiritual journey? What did we talk about?
Talking about ghosts.
Yeah. I've learned on my spiritual journey that with my spiritual gifts, all that has to happen is for someone else to be talking about a specific entity or being. If I start thinking about it or talking about it with someone, that fast you tap into their energy and it like calls them to you. Whether that's an archangel, whether that's a loved one that's passed on, whether that is something a little bit more malevolent, all you have to do is acknowledge that being's existence. It calls it to you. Doesn't mean it's going to stay. It doesn't mean it's going to bug you. But I know that I don't like some of their presence. So I don't like to talk about that stuff, to even have a conversation, because they're going to be peeking over my shoulder, watching the camera going, what you doing? What are we talking about? And it feels kind of gross, and I don't want them hanging around. So that's one of the things I've learned.
Learn, be patient. It happens when it's supposed to.
Yes.
You can't hurry love. You're just going to have to wait. Yeah. Love don't come easy. You have a song yet?
I'm just letting you finish it.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I want you to start singing. I want choreography.
Finally, that'll be next year. I get to do the daddy-daughter dance.
Again, you just did one. You mean next year's?
No. At the dance recital itself. I have to get on stage and perform.
Oh, I see. Yes. A road trip.
She has been on me for like days. If we can do this next year, my social anxiety is already flaring.
Oh, yeah. See, you're a better dad. I don't know that I would have the courage to get up there and do that. I mean, I'm not a dad, but you know what I'm saying.
Sure don't.
You'll figure it out, and I want video. You're going to do great. You would do great. I mean, you're up there with a bunch of six-year-olds. You're going to be fine.
Oh, it's like the whole... They take volunteers, and I know we're off topic all of a sudden, but so you'll have some of like this, like the 5-year-old, 6-year-old, then you have like some of the 18-year-olds up there with her. So it's a mix of whoever volunteered for this.
You're going to do great. You got a whole year.
I wonder if they'll take input for the song.
What are you wanting?
Well, I have no idea, but I just want to know if it's up for debate.
Oh, okay.
If we're going to do it, let's make it really wild.
I got to shut my brain down because I forget
not,
what.
Not Magic Mike. Stop that.
No. There's
kids in the audience. Come on.
Spomy started playing, they some hoes in the South. Then I'm like, that is not okay for six-year-olds. Oh, my God. Stop. Shut your brain down. Oh, my gosh. Okay, moving on. So things we've learned on our spiritual journey. This is just a bunch of random things that Jay and I have both picked up so far while navigating this spiritual awakening journey that may benefit you if you're newer to this journey, you know, little bits of wisdom and tips and tricks and advice from people who have gone through it. So if this is something you're going through and you want to check out, go find that episode. Next is episode 13, Things That Can Lower Your Vibes. The negative talk that we were just talking about, certain music, it's the intention behind it. Watching... True crime.
In this house.
Now, see, if it's just me, like, I would just dance and shake my booty to that. But, like, I don't know that it would be appropriate for a kid's recital. You know, true crime and horror movies and all of that kind of stuff.
I was having shower thoughts about that earlier.
Do tell.
And I was like, I wonder, is there a distinction with some of that? Like, if you're watching fictional, does that carry the same negativity as watching a true crime where this really happened to somebody? This isn't just fiction. This is, even though you're not seeing it live, they're discussing somebody's trauma.
Right.
So I wonder if there's a more of a vibrational impact on the real versus watching a fictional horror or whatever.
Yeah, I think that they both would have a negative impact, but I would have to say that the either based on real events or like actual footage, like hearing the real story, way worse, because you're tapping into that person's actual fear, anxiety, pain, trauma, whatever happened in that moment. You're tapping into all that. Yeah. Plus you're tapping into the person who did the things energy.
Mm. And I won't send you the daddy-daughter dance video because of that, because you'll tap into my anxiety.
That's fun anxiety. That's not
you.
Malicious.
It's delicious.
It's delicious, not malicious. We have a whole year to talk about that. I'll get you.
Back to the gym. I'm going to get myself in dancing shape.
So the next one was viewer questions too. We did another episode full of all of your guys' questions. There were a lot of miscellaneous things in there, so that can be really fun to watch. You never know if someone else has the same question as you have. Go check it out and just spend an afternoon letting it play in the background and see if anything piques your interest. The next thing is alignment. How to get into alignment, how to stay into alignment, how to recognize you're in alignment. This has a lot to do with intentional living. You know, it's
Oh, this is that episode. Oh boy.
Why?
No reason. Some of the viewers will immediately see my reaction and go,
What?
Do I have you on the edge of your seat?
Yes. I don't remember. What are we talking about?
I'll leave it there.
You can make me go watch my whole episode again.
If you don't want to live right on the edge.
Oh. Light bulb came on and I'm like, oh God.
There's some hoes in this house.
Well. Yes, that was the episode where we talk about ways to get into alignment, ways to facilitate being in alignment and to manifest things. We talked about sex magic. We talked about the power of edging while you are performing this sex magic. If you don't know what that is, go watch the episode. There's also an episode that I did that's linked in that description box on sex magic specifically, if that's something you're interested in. And we'll leave that there. Number 17 was spiritual hygiene and ways to take care of yourself daily. And you know, the one thing that I didn't mention in that video, and I could not believe I did not mention, meditation.
You bring it up every episode, so I mean.
Every episode, but that one. But the one that's about the things you should do daily.
It was a given. It's a given.
Okay, well, I'm going to take your word for it. Because as I was editing that, I'm like, how did I not mention meditation? You should meditate daily as a part of your spiritual hygiene practice. But yeah, we talk about smudging and we talk about clearing your chakras and cutting cords and all of those things. So if that's something you're interested in, go check out episode 17. And then last week's episode was keeping up with the spiritual Joneses and how you really and how you really don't have to be in competition with anybody but yourself. And even then you need to just chill, relax, go with the flow. It'll happen as it's supposed to happen.
You don't have to feel like everybody else. I mean, we'll run across people who say, hey, I was doing this meditation or whatever, and this is how I felt. Was it right? It was right for you. How I feel, how V feels especially. I mean, it's way different. You know, your journey, your experience is unique to you.
Right.
And, you know, where you might look at one of us and be like, man, I wish I felt the energy like that, or I saw these images like that. We'll listen to you and be like, damn, I wish I could do that too, because you're just as unique. You're just as wonderful. There's some cool stuff happening there too.
You know, yeah.
Do you?
Absolutely. You have no idea how many people out there are looking at you, wanting to be like you, or wanting what you have. You have no idea.
Don't recommend.
No.
I went to bed the other day and it was like 80s. I was getting flashes of 80s movie action stars. I was like, was that Mr. Miyagi? And all of a sudden, is it Chuck Norris? And it just kept happening. I'm like, I don't know what the theme there was. It was 80s action. It was just image. And I'm trying to
maybe
go to
sleep. It's
image.
Maybe stop. It's because you've been working out so much and everything. Like, you're trying to get all buff, like, you know, some big bad action star. You know,
get winded tying my shoes. Like, lean over and tie my shoes.
Right? Oh, my gosh. This ring cracks me up because you know how like Fitbits and Garmins and whatnot, they'll all be like, activity reminder, you need to move. this thing. It says, like, sedentary alarm. Please get up and move, even for just 1 minute. Just one. Like, it'll do you some good. Just 1 minute. That's literally how it's begs. Like, listen, you lazy asshole. Just 1 minute. Can you move just once?
It'd be different for me. It would tell me to sit down. I pay so much.
Oh.
Like, sit.
You're going to wear out another pair of shoes. Sit your ass down. So, yeah, you don't have to keep up with what other people are doing. Worry about you. I mean, that's the best journey you're going to go on, is the one with yourself. So have fun. Make your life exactly what you want it to be, because you're the author of your life. You are writing the story and you're co-creating it with your guides and with the universe. Make it what you want it to be. Don't be around who you don't want to be around. Don't do what you don't want to do. I mean, sometimes you have to do what you don't want to do, like work, if you need money to pay the bills.
Well, Veronica, the human has to human sometimes.
The human has to human sometimes. But beyond that, like, what do you want your home to look like? What do you want your yard to look like? What do you want your hair to look like? What hobbies do you want to have? What lights you up? Who do you want for friends in your life? Just because they've always been there doesn't mean they need to always be there. Doesn't mean they're good for you. A lot of people are friends with people they don't even actually like anymore.
On those proximity things, you become friends with this person because they're always around family members or other friends. And so you just kind of adopted each other.
And speaking of family members, just because they're your family does not mean you have to have an active relationship with them.
You can love someone and never see them again.
Yeah. I just said this the other day. I said, I choose peace over proximity. I choose rest over disrespect. So you can love someone very much. That doesn't mean that they make your life better or that you even like them anymore or even want them around. Sometimes enough is enough and you have to shut the door. And that's okay. What do you want your life to look like? And like right now, we just started Pride Month. This is a big lesson. Be you. Embrace what makes you you. Don't be afraid of what other people have to say. Be as quiet and timid as you naturally are, or as loud and bright and beautiful and colorful as you naturally are. Be and create whatever life you want. And don't worry about what other people are doing. Because what makes you weird to them, or what makes you stand out and some people clutch their pearls and like, makes other people go, oh my God, they're so cool. Do you see all the shit that they do? That's so fucking cool. They're amazing. They're so brave, or they're so inspiring. And that's your magic. Don't forfeit your magic just because somebody else wants to judge you or because they're doing something different. Don't think that just because they're different, that that's what you have to do in order to be accepted or cool too. Like, you don't have to keep up with them. Be you and stay in your zone of genius, your magic. Like, what do you think? You like
it? Amazing.
Yeah.
You're supported.
You're like a magic eight ball for validation.
Signs point to you're awesome.
Oh my gosh. All right. So that wraps up season one. And like I said, we're going to take the summer off and we're going to be back with you. But we're always going to be taping here and there, filming here and there, getting our thoughts together. So don't hesitate to send us ideas. I know I saw one come in a couple of days ago and I forgot to check my email. I think someone sent it to me in my Facebook Messenger. Keep sending them. Call us. And text us whatever you want. Whatever you want. It's all you, boo. Do what you want. Just get in contact with us. Tell us what you want us to talk about. If you have any ideas for guest speakers, we want to bring on some guest speakers in this next season and like mix it up a little bit.
I'm thinking about that. I don't really know anybody. Maybe I need to get out more.
You have a couple people you were supposed to check on, at least one.
Yeah, I still need to set up an appointment with that person. It's the scatterbrain. It shows up in my mind periodically, and then, oh yeah, I need to weed eat today.
Yeah, I just have so much on my plate all the time. It's like, I'll do that next time. Or like the reminder goes off in my phone, and I'm like, oh, reset it for like 2 days from now, and it just keeps getting pushed, because my plate's full. But
I don't know, there's still like 30 more things I could do outside today. I just ran out of time.
Mm-hmm. I'm hoping my pool's not overflowing yet because the water's still running in it.
Oh, so. Boy. Water bill.
What will be, will be. We'll go get it in a minute. It's still light out. I can do it. So stay in touch. Yeah, the plan is that we want to do a lot more of your questions and the things that you send in. We want to have guest speakers. So if you have ideas for topics or guests, send them our way and we'll see how it works out. And I just want to keep having more fun and growing. Maybe some road trips. Who knows?
Oh, yeah.
Keep sticking with us. And we appreciate you. And thanks for coming on this journey with us and being so supportive and loving. And we'll see you in a couple months. All right, you guys. Take care.